Chapter 58. Kai. The very earth is under my control. One could say I hold the world in the palm of my hand, though it's a very dramatic interpretation of my power. Well, the power I'm borrowing. The maize wall before me collapses. The vines and foliage that make up the hedge sink back into the ground, slipping beneath the sand. I run forward, reaching out with the bloom's power to tear down walls or split them in half. I'm destroying every bit of the maze near me, unraveling vines and branches. I create a clear and wide path, all while hoping I'm running in the right direction. And I don't slow. Hedges melt apart for me to run through while others slither back into the earth where they sprouted from. The shouts of the crowd amplify with each wall I tear down. The sound of my name echoes through the audience, but I ignore it, focusing on my ability. Focusing on the ability that is flickering, the power inside of me dims. The blooms have finally figured out what I'm doing and are no doubt running away from the maze, trying to get out of my range. I split a wall in front of me, creating a path for me to run through. It grows and grows and then stops. The ability seeps from my bones, leaving me powerless and pointlessly holding an outstretched hand at the hedge. I push my way through the hole I created, thorns and branches clawing at me. I hear the maze rebuilding itself behind me as the blooms try to fix the damage I've done. But it's too late. I've already made it to the center. I step into the open circle, filled with nothing but sand and the two figures within it. The first came from a path in the maze opposite mine, and the flash of silver glinting in the light tells me exactly who it is. Payden is limping. Her whole body seems to drag even while she pushes it to run. Her leg and body are bloodied, bruised. I start forward. But her gaze never finds mine. No, those blue eyes are fixed on the figure at the center of the circle. Payden's steps falter, fumbling as though she's back in my bedroom where I taught her how to dance. And then she's sprinting towards the criminal who's destined to die.